It's time for the KHNS Local News. I'm Marley Horner. Today, we have updates from Melinda Munson in Skagway, reporting on the borough's representatives that went to Anchorage for the Alaska Municipal League Conference, and Jamie Bricker's cultural host training class was a resounding success. Those stories coming up next. Skagway sent a contingent of representatives to Anchorage for the Alaska Municipal League Conference. Melinda Munson has the story.
Skagway sent 8 representatives to the Alaska Municipal League and affiliate conferences in Anchorage last week. Borough Manager Brad Ryan, Deputy Clerk Emily Deitch, Ports and Harbor Advisory Board Chair Liz Lavoie, Assembly Members Kate Colodi and Alex Waddell, Deputy Clerk Kathy Carr, Planning and Zoning Committee Vice Chair Laura Mabee, and Dahl Memorial Clinic Board of Directors President Leah Malden attended their respective sessions to network, train, and learn how other communities approach complex issues. Deitch described AML as a nonprofit that brings together local governments with programs and services.
So the week of the AML annual conference, that is the place to be for local government. If you go to one event all year, this is going to be the most valuable one.
Newly elected Assemblymember Kate Colodi, an artist, missed every Skagway Christmas bazaar she would normally sell her wares to attend the AML conference. She described the training as dense. She spent 3 days learning how to better run meetings, talking about housing solutions, networking with HANES representatives, and discussing utility rates. For Colodi, the trip was worth the sacrifice and expense.
It could have just been a glorified Costco run, but actually using it for its purpose was incredibly valuable. So as our own assembly continues the conversation of municipally funded travel and trips, I think it's important to see the value and also to call out what doesn't serve our community, you know, the ways in which it can be taken advantage of in the wrong way. So
the 2023 municipal budget set aside $20,000 for travel and training.
Skagway Tourism Director and Chair of the Skagway Traditional Council, Jamie Bricker, recently taught a cultural host training class at the STC. Melinda Munson spoke with Bricker and attendees about the class.
Approximately 2 dozen people filled the Skagway Traditional Council meeting room on Wednesday, maxing out class capacity for Jamie Bricker's cultural host training. Raised in Skagway, Bricker is Tourism Department Director for the municipality and Chair for Skagway Traditional Council, a sovereign government. An Alaska native of Aleutic descent, Bricker is certified to teach the course, designed by the Alaska Travel Industry Association, Cook Inlet Tribal Council, and the Alaska Native Heritage Center. Bricker describes the focus of the 4-hour class.
The goal is to try and get people that are forward-facing tourism accurate information as it relates to Alaska Native people, because we want our visitors to have access to good information. And I want to help provide that.
Class members experimented with writing a land acknowledgement, practiced Native words, and learned where to go for more resources. While the class covered Native culture across the state, Bricker took time to discuss Skagway-specific issues such as the former mission school, the outreach of STC, and Native Youth Olympics at Skagway School. She reminded participants that Skagway is not a desert of Tlingit culture.
There are people in our community that have a misconception that this wasn't a land of traditional Tlingit people. And that's a dangerous misconception. In Southeast Alaska, you know, Tlingit people used the land and moved throughout it. And Skagway was a very important corridor for trading between inland Tlingits and coastal Tlingits. And I think we just need to open people's eyes to that.
Participants mentioned various reasons for attending the seminar. One employer wanted to include cultural information in their hire packet. An innkeeper hoped to incorporate educational information in room binders. Tabby Ramirez is employed at Klondike Brewery. She attended the seminar in part so she could be better at answering tourist questions about Native topics.
I am not from Alaska, and I have the opportunity to be here in a land that is not my own. So I am seeking to be as respectful and conscious as possible as I spend my time here, possibly put roots down. But then more importantly, when visitors from all over the world are joining the Skagway community, I want to know how to best represent the history of the place, not from my own perspective, but from the perspective of the people who have lived and flourished here. I want to be an accurate storyteller.
That's it for the KHNS Local News. Thanks for joining us. We had stories today from Melinda Munson in Skagway. You can find these and more on our website, khns.org/news, where you can also subscribe to the KHNS Local News as a podcast. For KHNS, I'm Marley Horner. You are tuned to KHNS Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan at 102.3 FM and translator K220BK, Skagway, Alaska at 91.9 FM.